The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
And a very good morning to you and welcome to the Tubridy Show. Without the Tubridy, it's Oliver Callan here to fill your ears for the next hour. Ryan has had a persistent cough over the last few days and he's getting it checked out. So no need to worry, he's getting it checked out and hopefully he will be back on the Late Late Show this Friday. Hale and hearty and doing what they've been doing on that show over the last few weeks, which I think has been very helpful to a lot of us and very entertaining as well. And probably more importantly, making it feel like a Friday so that we can keep track of the days and the weeks in this thing. Because as the Taoiseach said yesterday, we are in it for the long haul and we're in it together. So no panic. In the meantime, we will continue to listen to your thoughts and ideas on this national state of solitary confinement. You can text your feelings to 51551 and your emails are welcome to ryan@rte.ie. A beautiful sunrise in Dublin this morning. I'm not used to getting up this early in the morning, so it was kind of a bit of a shock, a joyful shock to the system to see the sun rising over the waters in Dublin Bay, sort of a Black Forest Gatto sky. And for a few moments, you could kind of con yourself into thinking everything is okay. Everything's not okay, but it will be eventually. We just have to wait and be patient. It's lucky that it's springtime. You can imagine if this was November, we're staring into long, dark days, whereas instead we're looking towards bright mornings and the time is changing the weekends. We'll have even brighter evenings. And so it's springtime and it's a different sort of springtime. We're like, I think, calves that are in sheds up and down the country. We're looking out at the open spaces and we just want to break out and go for a gallop. But we want to do it all at once, but we can't. And that's why we have the lockdown or the quasi-lockdown. And of course, there are ways to see and enjoy the parks out there without leaving your home, which we will tell you about later on this morning. Now, as a lot of you have family WhatsApp groups and friend WhatsApp groups, I think I've seen every joke about the coronavirus and the quarantine and WhatsApp group messages by now. I saw a cartoon of two pigeons sitting on a tree in a park looking down and one of them saying to the other, you know, I miss them. And the other is saying, yeah, without a target below us, it's just not fun anymore. And then plop. There's a Mrs. Brown's quote doing the rounds. It's bad when your wheelie bin goes out more than you do. I think we can all relate to that one. And this one, for the third time this week, I'm buying booze for the next 2 weeks. Yeah, just shopping sensibly there. And I think off licences are on our list of essential retail outlets still open, along with hardware and gardens and all that sort of thing. Now, there are many more people this morning, we're conscious, working from home than there were maybe yesterday because of the extra measures introduced by the government. And I think the fact that the lockdown or shutdown or whatever we're calling it was expected and didn't come as a shock. And that's made it all the more easy to kind of grasp and get here in Ireland. Whereas in England, they kind of went, it's government by whiplash. They went from party on, chin through it, shake hands and everything, to stay at home or get arrested in the space of what, a week or 10 days or something like that. So it's like filling a small child with Fanta and Skittles and then telling them, stay put, do not move for the foreseeable future. So, and maybe we're seeing the little cultural differences between ourselves and the British right now. You know, we're kind of, we're all eager to be sound, I think, and to, you know, to be the kind of Stuttgart 88 fans behaving ourselves, where the Brits are more, you know, well, I'm entitled to go to the beach with all my friends from the Bridge Club and wear my knotted handkerchief if I feel, and I'll be damned if some silly little pandemic is going to stop me. But they're learning now this morning, as we have been slowly but surely, which is why it's not as dramatic a change for us. And to the working from home folk, by the way, I was scanning the web this morning to see if Dobbo and Morning Ireland, who had sent us a picture of him and his dining room, if he was going to send us more pictures of the house. Now I understand why we're so obsessed with property shows in this country, because we love a good snoop around other people's houses. And Brian Dobson posted photos of his dining room from whence he had broadcasted yesterday. And if you didn't see it, his dining room is everything you could possibly hope for. I imagined he would have, you know, a Globe drinks trolley, but that was out of shot because it's an early morning show and all that. Lots of mahogany, some lovely soft pastel colours on the wall, period coving features. He was there in his braces, of course, but I think he only did that just so nobody would suggest he wasn't wearing any trousers at the table, you know. Very well appointed library, of course. And it was looked like it was arranged by genre. There's a bit of discussion about it. So people were spotting the war books. I had spotted the book on wine. Huge book on wine. You know, in a Spanish dictionary. Dob was a dark horse. Other people presenting from home, of course, we've all seen Claire Burns' shed. I mean, like, what's the story? Is our house too messy, maybe? I mean, come on, Claire, get well soon. But all we want is just a little glimpse of the kitchen or the sitting room or something. And we're seeing everyone's. We saw Miriam O'Callaghan's house a few weeks ago, but I found myself watching The Tonight Show on Virgin Media, and I found myself judging Matt Cooper's entire journalistic career based on the quality of his curtains. That's where we are right now. And by the way, Callan's Kicks is still going this Friday, and thanks to everyone who's been tuning in for what we hope is an antidote late in the week to the heavy current affairs hue of everything we're reading and hearing at the moment. And helpfully, the politicians are back kind of scrapping business as usual this year. Leo, who was beatified only a week ago, he was slagging off Mary Lou, saying her Apple tax thing was rubbish, and then she said, no, you're rubbish, and then Fianna Fáil are roaring, somebody spot us, and then we saw Eamon Ryan, of course, saying the Greens are going to fight the coronavirus one windowsill salad at a time. We're going to fight them in the greenhouses and in the vegetable patches, and we will never cucumber, something like that. But social media continues to spew away. You can't, not even a pandemic or a global lockdown can stop Twitter, Facebook and Snapcrap and TikTok and Flip Flop and Yak Yak and all of those continuing to make us laugh, I suppose. There are quarantine routine tweets going. So some influencer thought it was a good idea to tweet her idea of her amazing quarantine routine, which is basically lots of stuff on her goals and what works for her. Eating breakfast, getting dressed, meditating, attending her lectures, doing all the chores, cleaning out drawers, dinner time, something for the heart, like social media and music. And of course, what she got the replies of kind of real world versions. Someone saying, yeah, my quarantine routine is I just wanted to share what works for me. So 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. I wake up and stare at my phone. Other people say they just 5 a.m. tired, 7 a.m. tired, 10 a.m. tired, 12 p.m., 3 p.m., 5 p.m., 7 p.m. tired, tired, tired. Bedtime, energy, loads and loads of energy. Somebody else says my quarantine routine is very simple. I wake up and I go insane. Well, hopefully not. That's just a gag. Now, one person who is keeping us all entertained on the twit machine is Jim Carrey. And he says, until everyone gets back to work, he's going to grow a beard. So he's going to send a picture of himself every day growing a beard so he can marvel at the miracle of his meaningless transformation. Although I thought he had a very good beard once. He's obviously got rid of it recently. So you can follow Jim Carrey and the progress of his beard day by day, however long this goes. And Hosier, though, is very useful. He's saying, as the lockdown is particularly a difficult time for children in unsafe situations, myself and a few fantastic artists will be doing a series of live streams for the Childline, the ISPCC Childline. Their calls have tripled in the last week. 7 nights from 7 p.m. He will see you this Friday, he says. More info to come. So artists, he's getting together. That's one to look out for. There are helpful things as well. The Dublin Fire Brigade tweets that we should keep a list of names of the people we have been in contact with. So this is if you're practicing the physical distancing, but if you become unwell, it might become helpful when the contact tracing begins to just have a little you've written down a little notepad, something to do as well. Will Gore tweets about homeschooling, the routines of homeschooling. Homeschool day one, daughter puts on her uniform, son puts on his Christmas jumper. There you go, on the 23rd of March. These up to here's a nice thing that the Western People, local newspapers, which we must continue to support to keep them going. Credit to the Western People for this wonderful idea. What they've done is basically they're offering free long form obituaries in the newspaper. It's as heartwarming as it is heartbreaking because obviously there are, you know, restrictions on funerals. We can't have big funerals. There are going to be, there are guidelines around them. So how do we remember those who pass away at this difficult time for whatever reason? So they're offering to compile detailed obituaries where people get in touch. These are going to stand as a permanent record of the person who has died, their life, their achievements, their interests, and their team of reporters are happy to work with families and friends. So that is the Western People. More more of that, please. Now, McDonald's, as we know, is shut down on donedeal.ie. Jokey screen grabs purporting to be on buy and sell, actually, this one. McDonald's nugget share box, only 50 quid, nearly new and can be reheated. That's in y'all. Get your bids in now because they are very rare right now. Now, for people living in close proximity to one and other, in the Irish Examiner we read, This behavioural psychologist saying that couples living together should develop a new normal amid relationship pressures caused by the coronavirus. Well, it's going to take a little bit more work than that sentence, I think. Joe Hemmings, dating and relationship coach, said it can be a really testing time for people, with many working from home day to day or forced to self-isolate for long periods of time. She says that couples used to being together all day, such as those who work together, will thrive during the lockdown. So that is hopeful. Now, also in the Examiner, we read that couples, according to the UK's health chief, couples should consider moving in together during the crisis. So if they're not living together, they should do it because we have to stick to our units and we can't go outside that unit and mingle with people outside. And if there's someone in a house and they're going out with someone else and they're coming from their unit, you know what I mean? So the British government is saying couples living separately should consider moving in together to circumvent tight restrictions imposed on leaving the house. Couples should test the strength of their relationship and decide whether they should be permanently resident in another household or not. Now, as we know, humans are our primary concern, but the animal world is still out there and in need of our thoughts. And I think a lot of us are watching nature programmes probably more than ever. And in The Guardian, we see the headline, coronavirus poses a lethal threat to great apes. So as we know, the coronavirus, we can't pass it on to our pets. So although the illness came from wildlife to us, it can't pass back again to animals. But some animals, such as our closest living relatives, which share 98% of our human DNA, these are chimpanzees, gorillas, orangutans, are known to be susceptible to catching respiratory diseases from people. So the fact that COVID-19 is fatal for some humans leads experts to fear it could prove devastating to great apes. And these are endangered species, some of them. And by the way, your word of the day is zoonosis. It's a lovely word. It literally means a disease that can pass from an animal to a human. And yeah, that's it. So it's just kind of a nice word because it's easy to remember because it's got the word zoo in it. Zoonosis. And if it's zoonotic is how you pronounce the other one, which is a bit disappointing. Now, keep your tweets, your texts coming in to 51551. Lots of people looking for, like Brenda saying she's delighted to be cheered up. A great game is to play hide and seek with the kids, but don't look for them, says Colin in Tullamore. Yeah, nice tip there. James has written into us. He says, as the country goes through this pandemic nightmare, I wish to give a shout out to the staff at Marks and Spencer. I'm a 67-year-old man with a walking disability. I live alone. So yesterday I was in the grocery department of Marks and Spencer. I asked an assistant where could I find mushroom sauce. This angel practically did my shopping for me. I told her my list and without reservation, she garnered my groceries for me. My faith in humanity has been reinvigorated and there and then at that moment, and I knew our country would emerge from this pandemic with pride and dignity. James, you're dead right. And we're hearing stories like that all over the country. I'm going to come to one in a moment, but unfortunately, there are still little idiots, COVIDiots, I think they're calling them. Online and on page 10 of the Irish Examiner, Ken Foy writes, a teenager arrested for public order offences after he coughed at Gardaí, who responded to a call about a group of men, 10 men, playing football. Officers had responded to reports of the impromptu football game in Dungarvan, County Waterford. So this is, again, kind of related to this TikTok virus challenge. I'm sure the vast majority of people on this TikTok social media thing are being responsible and grand and sound, but there are the odd idiots. Now, we don't want to focus too much on them, but at least that's a kind of a story that the guards are putting themselves in the line, obviously going out to break up idiots playing football in groups of 10, when we know we have a ban on outdoor groups of 4. Unless you're in the one unit together and you form a bigger group. And Fianna Fáil TD for Kildare North, James Lawless, rightly calling for legal action to be taken in such cases. But do not despair. People like James are hearing good things. I actually got a text from a friend, my friend Anne, this morning, telling me that she was shopping in Tesco in Stillorgan. It's an old age pensioner shop at 7 o'clock this morning. Staff brilliant, only five people allowed into the shop. Home by 7:30. Gloves and sanitizer provided. So supermarkets are doing fantastic work. We can be heroes. That's the headline and the plea to the public on the front of the Irish Daily Star. It's the plea from Simon Harris and the rest of the government. I just want to read out this email, which was sent to Ryan overnight. Dear Ryan, I wanted to write in to tell you about an experience I had today. I, like many others of your listeners, am in a position whereby my income has significantly decreased. I'm self-employed, and literally overnight my business has pretty much crumbled. Yesterday, I spent the day contacting service providers to see about reducing certain direct debits and so on. I was dreading this for a lot of reasons, mainly for being on hold, being stressed out by the whole experience, and because of the reality of the situation that these calls brought me closer to. One of the calls was to Air, to whom I have broadband, TV, my phone bills, and for my teenage daughter and I. I'm a single parent. I've been self-employed for the last 4 years. We've had a great life together, the two of us. I always worked hard, paid my bills, gave us what I consider to be a good life. At the end of a long call to Air, on the phone to a lovely man called Colm, who helped me to reduce down payments, I wanted to thank him sincerely for his patience with me and for his help at this difficult time. I found myself overcome with emotion, and he handled it with the sincerest of empathy and kindness. These are strange times indeed for all of us, but I found that each of the service providers that I contacted handled the calls with respect and sincerity. I wanted to thank Colm in particular for his kindness and patience, as mentioned. He will know who I am. I am the lady who broke down at the end of the call. Yesterday was an emotional day for other personal reasons, non-COVID-19 related, and I found his approach so helpful, gentle and kind. So once again, Colm, thank you. And she remains anonymous, but it's a lovely message, and keep them coming in. Ryan@rte.ie, 51551. We can all be heroes. It's just gone 20 past nine. David Bowie's Heroes from 1977. Oh, I almost went full Ronan Collins there for a second. 1977, David Bowie. But keep your texts and all that coming in. 51551, ryan@rte.ie. We're seeing here somebody cheekily sent in the horoscope forecasts for this week. Virgo, you'll be spending time in your home. Scorpio, you'll be spending time in your home. Sagittarius, you'll be spending time in your home. And so on. Capricorn, I'm the same. I'm the same there. Now, by the way, we're talking about the heroes in the essential retail outlets that are staying open. Just a little reminder of some of the ones that are staying open. Obviously, supermarkets, food outlets, butchers, pharmacies, chemists and so on. But opticians are also staying open. Laundries, dry cleaners, banks, post offices, credit unions, hardware stores, which was a good one. I was wondering about that one. These are the ones, anyone supplying products necessary for home and business maintenance, sanitation, farm equipment, supplies and tools essential for gardening, which is also very important. So I presume all those hardware and garden centres will remain open, and just keep yourselves apart and keep a safe distance from the cashiers who are doing the brave thing and staying open and keeping us all supplied and all of that sort of thing. Welcome back. It's Oliver Callan here in for Ryan. Your text is still coming in. 51551. Hi, Oliver. Welcome into our homes. Could you please say a big thank you to our wonderful Bin Men, West of Ireland listener? Yes, definitely an essential service, and we are very grateful for them and are going to be busy because it's like a kind of a Christmas on top of summer holidays and all sorts of things going on. An hour going back this weekend, an extra hour in the house. Well, hey, I can't freaking wait, says Susan in dripping sarcasm in Louth. Hi, please wish all civil servants, particularly revenue and social welfare staff who never get a mention and are working very hard in the background, a big salute and a shout out. Absolutely. And they are overwhelmed with applications. Unfortunately, record numbers applying there. So fair play to revenue. You never hear that, do you? Thank you to the tax man and thank you to the social welfare staff. Hi, everyone. Just want to remind you all that in 9 months from today is Christmas Day. Yeah. Thank you very much for that. Yeah.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, welcome back. Your text is still coming in on 51551. I'm recovering at home. I have a mild version. My partner and I waiting a week for testing, but now won't be, that's fine. We don't have the cough. I'm a teacher. I think people should relax with their kids. Speak to them with good eye contact and your relationship and their vocabulary will improve. Get better soon, Ryan. That's from Jacinta. I fear my fractured rib will not heal if you keep making me laugh. Yesterday's sports commentary was the final straw. That was our rugby commentary item on the Tubridy Show. Huge thanks to you and all the team for keeping us sane and kind. Thank you for that, Miriam. Brian Madden in Ballinasloe reminds us that the clocks are going forward, not back. So it's an hour less indoors. So wasn't it Susan in Louth who was complaining about that? So spring forward, fall back. That's how you remember when the time. So you're actually going to get an hour less. So a joyous time. There's no end to the good news today. Our Lucky Ladies Book Club, a group of golden girls, held our scheduled book club meeting on Zoom last night. How about that? Says Gary. Gary with an I. Well, that is most excellent. Zoom is that teleconference thing. We've been having a bit of fun on that with Callan's Kicks. Liz McCollum Ryan tells us 10 years ago today, Michael Ryan from Nationwide and myself got married. We were due to go to Istanbul yesterday. Today he's self-isolating in Portugal and I'm doing the same here at home. So we are meeting on FaceTime later this morning and both breaking open a bottle of bubbly. So congratulations, 10 years married, Michael Ryan and Liz McCollum Ryan. There's no end to the happiness. Now, you might have heard earlier on our little tribute to Colm, who works in Ayr, was helping the lady who was a single mum and she was cancelling bills because she's self-employed and her business is closed and all of that. So we have this response. Good morning, guys. I heard the story on the show there about the single mother who had to ring to cancel her direct debits and so on. This story really made me emotional. My name is Kira. I'm 23. I'm currently in Brighton in England, where I've stayed living with my boyfriend after graduating from university. My mum is an NHS nurse in County Down, who is starting to pick up more shifts at surgeries to be of as much help as she can. She lives alone, as my brother now lives in Cork and I'm over here. My mum is my best friend and I've never missed her more than I do right now. I'd give anything to be at home with her. This story just made me think of my own mum who raised us alone, and I know that she often gave up the little luxuries for herself so my brother and I didn't have to go without anything. She gave us an amazing life filled with music and movies and colour and art. This woman who wrote into you guys, I'm wondering, could I reach out and maybe offer to pay a couple of months of Netflix for her and her daughter? I think she said she's had to cancel some broadband and television subscriptions. So I was thinking this might cheer them up. Might not be possible, asking as it might be a breach of her confidentiality, which I totally understand, but thought it was worth a shot. Yes, it was, Kira, thank you very much, who says stay safe and stay happy, lads. So Kira, who's only 23 in Brighton, and we give out about the young people all the time, but a lovely message. The lady who was thanking Colm in Ayr, if she's listening, maybe we can do a kind of a connection thing there and stay confidential and all of that carry on. Keep your texts rolling in. Keep happy. Keep the heroes coming and the stories about the heroes. But now is time, and there's never a bad time, to listen to a bit of Grace Jones. Just some texts before we go. Oliver, I had some great conversations with my late father, gathered a load of stories and got a picture of his earlier times, his home in Tipperary and when he came to Cork City first in the 1930s. It has generated a great love of oral history in me. Thanks, he says, to Dad. That's from Pat Walsh in Evergreen Street in Cork. Someone recommends that there's a fantastic app called Kindio, K-I-N-D-E-O, that records family history with stories and pictures. Now is a great time to check it out, as we have all got loads of time. Other texts coming in. A friend of my daughter suggested the same to her daughter, age 9. Day one, she spent 4 hours talking to her grandmother. That's all about the stories and gathering that folklore and that oral history and so on. It is just coming up to 10 o'clock. That's it for me. I'll be back again tomorrow. Sean O'Rourke is next. More fun and games, ryan@rte.ie.
The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1.